now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out of the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Yep, you got the drill. They're all about it. We're all about the affiliates. The affiliates love us. The phone number again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Joe at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, I think we covered all the ways you can find us. But if you want to find the show and you want to find the network, Joe Spano is the man to talk to you about it.
Yeah, Bob, let's talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, whether it be Android-based, whether it be Apple, whether it be Windows-based, or you can simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. That coveted app versatility. Android devices, Apple devices, Windows-based devices, they're all fair game for TuneIn Radio. You can also just go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and again, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack, and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Thanks for your service. We truly appreciate it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for a huge Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip it off right after this very short timeout.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's Contractor Packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid 6/20 through 6/24. Discount reflected in Contractor Pack pricing, U.S. only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
With the first pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Ben Simmons.
That was Adam Silver announcing the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft and letting us know that Ben Simmons, to the surprise of nobody, is going to the Philadelphia 76ers. That's courtesy of ESPN, and that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. And we have a jam-packed Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And the focus almost all the way through is going to be the NBA draft and the trades associated with the NBA draft. That's where we're going to spend almost this entire show, the entirety of our number one. We'll take a momentary pause at the top of hour two to talk to Chip Weil. He's the president of Daytona International Speedway. We'll do that at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And we'll talk about the Coke Zero 400 on Independence Day weekend from Daytona. Then we'll jump back into the NBA draft and the trades that ensued and all the picks and really just break it all down. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report, old friend of the Spano and Black Attack, joins us. And we'll get his take on what transpired last night in the NBA draft. Bob, we should dive right in. And probably the place for us to start would be with some of the big trades that took place yesterday on draft night. And in my mind, the biggest of those trades was the Oklahoma City Thunder trading Serge Ibaka to the Orlando Magic for a package led by Victor Oladipo, the number 11th pick in the draft, which turns out to be Domantas Sabonis, and Ersan Ilyasova.
It ended up being, to me, a major surprise, Joe. I don't know about you, but it a team that has been constantly reshaping itself in the Orlando Magic does it yet again. By bringing in a guy that we consider an all-star player, but it kind of was throwing some threats out there to Oklahoma City about wanting to leave and all this kind of good stuff. He's still young at 26 years of age, so he could be a building block of your franchise. But I was surprised by the trade and the ability of Sam Presti to just reload this Oklahoma City Thunder team in a big-time way, getting a versatile, great passing power forward out of college, a guard that's still rough around the edges but can play and certainly is committed to playing defense, and another player that you and I both like in Ilyasova, and just add more and more pieces to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I like the trade from both sides, but I like it more from an Oklahoma City perspective.
Well, Bob, I can't tell you I had heard that this trade was coming.
Oh, me neither.
But once I heard it announced, I wasn't all that surprised. If you know the Sam Presti MO, once you get the third member of the big three and he starts to get to that point where, well, we're going to have to pay him, we send him packing. The realities are, as the salary cap continues to go up and up and up, the players' salaries go with it. So no matter how big the salary cap gets, it doesn't make it any easier to pay the third member of the big three. And we know who the big two are in OKC. It's Durant and it's Westbrook. So every time you get that third guy and he emerges and he's going to need to have a bigger role within the offense and he's going to need to get paid, Sam Presti package moves him along and gets a package of pieces that he can use to keep this team young, keep it deep, and keep it talented, and keep it affordable. And this is just another one of those deals. I mean, this deal looks almost exactly like James Harden going to Houston and Reggie Jackson going to Detroit. You couldn't afford to sign these guys, and Serge Ibaka is a free agent at the end of next year. This wasn't an indictment in many ways on the play of Serge Ibaka. It really was about the inability to provide Serge Ibaka with a role that he was going to be satisfied with and or the money that you were going to need to keep him. So if you kept him through next season, he probably was going to end up bolting in free agency for nothing. So what did Sam Presti do? He turned, in essence, what was going to be in many ways a spare part or a part he was going to lose in the not-too-distant future into a legit starting two-way two-guard, something they haven't had in Oklahoma City since James Harden left. Ersan Ilyasova, who I don't know what kind of role he'll have for them, but he's a quality stretch four. He's still on the right side of 30. He definitely will have a regular season role for them, and he makes them deep, and he gives them yet another shooter in a game today in the NBA where they crave shooters. And in Domantas Sabonis, as you said, you've got a very savvy but very physically gifted front court guy. He's a little longer than Ibaka. He's as every bit as tenacious a rebounder as Ibaka. He's not necessarily the rim protector or shot blocker that Ibaka is. And while he has some range on the jumper, he's not out to the three-point range the way Ibaka was, but that'll probably come in time. His dad had a sweet stroke. He has a sweet stroke. And boy, he has a much more refined interior postgame than Serge Ibaka. So when I look at this deal, I absolutely love it for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You got younger, you got cheaper, you got deeper, you got more versatile. It was a win-win situation and a masterful job by Sam Presti of turning a piece that you couldn't maximize and were possibly going to lose into a starting two guard under team control under his rookie contract for a few years, a stretch four who in today's NBA for what he can do is a very good salary, and a young player who will step in time, replace Serge Ibaka, and you'll be like, Serge who? So a brilliant move all the way around for Sam Presti for all the reasons that I just detailed.
Yep, and, you know, look, Ibaka's role changed once the Cantor-Adams duo started to work out together on the court sometimes. It altered his happiness or lack thereof in the locker room. Behind the scenes, there was stuff going on as far as him wanting to get his extension and or perhaps play it out. They decided that having an unhappy camper in this locker room was not going to be a good thing. They decided to move him along a la James Harden, which I think that's a wonderful way to put it. The fact of the matter is, Joe, is that the value that was gotten back, I mean, you think about it. Sabonis, they can give him time. He'll play when he is capable of playing. If he gives you a little bit at the beginning, that's fine. If they find out he's in over his head, that's fine too, because you still have quality depth up front. Ultimately, the way they're perceiving it, he's going to be the starting power forward down the line. You talked about the versatility in his game. That's all very apt and very accurate. He can certainly develop. He certainly appears to be a hard worker. He's got the bloodline. He's got everything else that goes along with it. And Victor Oladipo, I guess Orlando had gotten to the point where they just were not satisfied with his development. and felt he was a tradable enough piece to get back a quality guy in Serge Ibaka along with the other pieces that they sent. It's amazing how once those guys move on sometimes, Joe, all of a sudden they figure out how to blossom and flourish in a different system. When you think about it, him being the number two overall pick when he was drafted, there's been nothing but turmoil with that pick since he stepped into the league. Maybe the change of venue, maybe the fresh air is something that he needs, and he'll all of a sudden develop into what they expected when he was coming out of college.
Well, Bob, I think you made some interesting points, but I will answer your question on the other side. We're getting up against the break here, and I'll give you the answer to the motivation of the Orlando Magic in trading Victor Oladipo and why this is also a very, very good trade for the Orlando Magic. I'll have that next for you here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls, 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. More on the Magic and Thunder trade right after this short timeout.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Joey, we were talking the big trade in the NBA yesterday with Serge Ibaka going down to Orlando, and you mentioned that you wanted to give the answer as to why Victor Oladipo became a tradable commodity.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, you have to look at this. We talked about OKC and how I think we both agree this is an A++++ trade for the Oklahoma City Thunder for so many reasons, and we'll circle back and talk more about that in a second. But I like this trade nearly as much, and if the Orlando Magic end up signing Serge Ibaka, I'll probably like it just as much for the Orlando Magic. And there's a reason that they were able to give up, as it were, as you called it, on Victor Oladipo, or trade him in this move. If you look at their roster, Evan Fournier, restricted free agent, but they're going to bring him back now. Mario Hezonja. You know, they have two players who they have to get time for, and who the presence of Victor Oladipo, to a great degree, he was in their way. They had this logjam of guys that could play the two and three that were all about 6'6", 6'7", and they like Fournier an awful lot. They like Hezonja an awful lot. And those guys, with their ability to shoot from the perimeter and Elfrid Payton's inability to shoot from the perimeter, were probably a little bit of a better fit for the Orlando Magic than Victor Oladipo going forward. But there just wasn't enough minutes for all three of those guys to get on the court, and they're going to commit big to Fournier, and they like Hezonja, and they have him under control on his rookie contract. Plus, one of the biggest things that the Orlando Magic needed was a rim protector. Vucevic is a terrific center. He's often hurt, but he's a terrific center when on the floor and healthy. Aaron Gordon is an emerging player. But what they don't have is a rim protector. And they could also use another shooter and a guy to stretch the floor. Serge Ibaka brings that. And while he's still young at 26, going on 27, he brings a winning pedigree to a team that's been rebuilding for a long time. And you talk about this a lot. At some point, you have to start winning games, and you have to get some winning players on your roster. Well, a lot of times that means taking on old, aging veterans and turning things over and making sacrifices. They didn't do that here. You moved out of Victor Oladipo, who, while a very good two-way player, you liked a couple of other guys on your roster a little better, and you felt were a better fit for what you wanted to do. You got a young guy who fills a lot of your needs and adds to your versatility. So that's why they made this move, and that's why I like it almost as much for the Orlando Magic as I do for the Oklahoma City Thunder. In some ways, you traded a surplus player, and you brought in a guy that's going to give you major minutes, has a chance to be one of your true stars, bring some veteran leadership, and perhaps helps you turn the page and go from team that keeps acquiring chips to a team that's going to start winning some games.
Yeah, and the roster is starting to be formed into something a little more solid than moldable clay at this point in time. And I agree with you, bringing in Ibaka, and it's no knock on the Oklahoma City perspective, what I was talking about. But with Oladipo, you had the number two overall pick. They were expecting him to be more than what he's evolved into just now. He may still become that player. I mean, there's no knock here. He had 16 points a game last year, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. That's a pretty solid NBA player.
And he's a terrific defender as well, Bob.
Yes, he is.
Terrific defender.
Yes, he is. But they have multiplicity of talent at that particular position. So he became expendable. Now, had he come into the league and taken the league by storm, we would be having a different conversation. But it didn't play out that way. He still has the opportunity to do it with Oklahoma City. You know, you talk about that winning pedigree. Poor Victor. I mean, when you think about it, 3 head coaches, you know, the general manager's changed. I mean, there's all kinds of turmoil within that organization on a year-in, year-out basis. They've tried to put together a pretty solid foundation down there, but he was supposed to be the initial building block. It didn't play out that way. He moves on, maybe going into that environment in Oklahoma City with those superstars around him enables him to just kind of exhale a little bit with a little bit less pressure on his shoulders, and perhaps his game continues to evolve. As far as Ibaka goes, I couldn't agree with you more. Here's a guy that's 26 years old. He's going to come in. He's got big-time years in front of him yet. And now it's finally starting to take shape. They have a borderline all-star center. They've got a guy in Aaron Gordon who continues to evolve. It's the roles are starting, as we're fond of saying, the deck chairs have sorted. Now the roles are kind of in place. You're going to see who's capable of doing what. And now this team, and I'm sure we're going to try to get Pat Williams on for Monday, they believe that they now have something in place that can make some noise in the Eastern Conference. And I think with Ibaka on that basketball team, they can make some noise in that Eastern Conference. He changes the dynamic of what they're able to do up front. They're significantly stronger today than they were yesterday.
There's no question about that, Bob. I mean, with Vucevic, Gordon, and Ibaka, you have a power position rotation of three guys that you can do a lot of things with. You can start the game with Vucevic and Ibaka. Then Gordon comes off the bench. Ibaka can play some center in smaller lineups. So they have an ability to go small ball. They have an ability to go big. They have an ability to go three across and go super big. So they've got a lot of options. You know, in Fournier and Hezonja, they got guys that can either play small forward or two guard. So they have a lot of different looks, and both of those guys are incredibly sweet shooters. Gordon has range on his shot. Ibaka certainly has range. So they have a versatility, and as you said, the roster's starting to come together. I think the next thing that has to happen for them is Elfrid Payton has to grow. He's a terrific defensive player and athletically very gifted. He has to grow on the offensive end of the floor. He's never going to shoot it like Ray Allen. I don't think we expect him to. But he's got to finish better on the inside, and he has to be a better and more creative passer than he has been thus far in his career. That's the next step in the evolution for this team. But I like the way the roster has come together. I like the way they've constructed it. They have versatility. They can give you a lot of different looks, go extremely small, go extremely big, go somewhat small, go somewhat big, put a lot of shooters out there, put a lot of bangers out there. They have a lot of options in things that they can do with their roster. They upgraded the head coach position. I think Frank Vogel is a far better head coach than Scott Skiles could ever hope to be. And I think that upgrade, that him resigning, was a blessing in disguise. And I think there's a very good chance in what will be a much more crowded East for the Orlando Magic to turn the corner. As you said, I love this deal because I think Ibaka, out of the shadow of that big two in OKC, I think he's going to emerge in a major way and go from the 15.8 rebound, 2 block, 35% from 3-point range player who was a supreme third option on a championship caliber team. I think he's going to be a guy who's going to get a lot more opportunities, going to be a lot closer to 20 points a night, a lot closer to 10 rebounds. He's going to go back to the old school rim protecting 3 blocks. I think he'll shoot it terrifically from 3. And I think he'll evolve much in the way, I'm not saying he's going to become another James Harden, but I think you'll see an evolution in his game, much like you saw in James Harden's game when he left Oklahoma City because of the additional opportunities. And then everybody would be going, oh, look, they gave up Ibaka and he turned into a star. Well, trust me, the Thunder are not upset that they gave up James Harden because one of the picks they got for James Harden turned into Steven Adams. So right. It all worked out for all parties, and it allowed them to pay all these other pieces and continue to build and grow. And the same thing will happen here with the Thunder. They continue to evolve. They continue to reshape the roster. They continue to improve that roster. But I also think for Ibaka, you're going to see that continued emergence, that continued growth. And I think he's going to go from that supreme third option on a championship team to a borderline superstar very quickly in Orlando, and he's going to hit the mother load. He's going to get paid. The Magic will have his bird rights, and they'll be happy to pay him because they'll have their superstar.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility, but even if he doesn't tick up to the 20-point mark, let's just say it goes up a couple of points, 17 and a half, 18. The other things that he provides is something that Orlando hasn't had at that position in a long time, and they're bringing him in for leadership. And they're bringing him in for pedigree because he comes out of a program that wins, 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 wins. And they haven't had that in Orlando in so long. They're going to lean on him for that. And he's going to take on a different role than he had in Oklahoma City. I think he's up to the task personally. I know you do as well. It's going to be something where, and we're fond of saying it, you know, the big paycheck is dangling out in front of him too. If he goes up to those numbers that you're talking about, if they start to win, if he turns out to be a key piece in Orlando's resurrection as an Eastern Conference power, then guess what? The check's going to go up as well, too. There's a lot of motivation there. I like the move as well for Orlando. I just do. I think it fits very well. You know, Presti's smart. He recognizes that you have to give up something to get something. This was a piece that he felt he could afford to give up. He certainly got something back, but Orlando should be happy with it, too, because now things are starting to take shape with this basketball team. It's something that needed to happen for this franchise over the years of instability.
Love the trade. To sum it up, love the trade for both clubs. For OKC, I give them an A plus 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 plus. And for Orlando, right now they get a firm B plus. If a lot of the things I talked about with Ibaka happen and things go down the way I think there's a chance they could, Orlando gets an A as well. Great trade for both teams. Made sense. It fit their future plans. On the other side, a little bit more under the radar, but also a very important trade in the NBA. We'll dissect it next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Yeah, maybe. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And I don't know, some teams got hosed, some teams didn't, Joe. But another big trade as well involving the Nets. Of all teams, and a team that we're both in a trade that we're both intrigued by.
Oh, absolutely! I think the Indiana Pacers did a brilliant job. They trade the number 20 overall pick in what is deemed a weak draft. It turned into Caris LeVert, the oft-injured but oft-intriguing prospect out of Michigan. He goes to the Nets, and the Indiana Pacers receive Thaddeus Young. To me, this is another brilliant move by Larry Bird. I've liked a lot of what he's done. I haven't liked everything he's done. You know, letting Frank Vogel go was not something I was a proponent of. That said, since he let go of Frank Vogel and he said what direction he wanted to take this team, he has been swift and decisive in his actions. And he is putting together a roster that will allow them to play the kind of ball that he wants to play. Whether he has the right coach there, that remains to be seen. But as far as the personnel that Larry Bird's putting together, he has done a brilliant job. And on the heels of the Jeff Teague move, you bring in Thaddeus Young. Is Thaddeus Young a superstar or an all-star? No. But he's a very, very good power forward who can do a lot of things. He's a good rebounder. He's a quality scorer. He can stretch the floor and step out and shoot from three. He's under team control for $12 to $13 million until 2019. And in today's NBA, that is a very reasonable dollar amount for a third option type quality starter on a quality team. So in so many ways, the Indiana Pacers hit a home run with Thaddeus Young. You know, the 20th pick in this draft, maybe it works out. It's certainly, I don't think in my mind, a better player than Thaddeus Young. And when Thaddeus comes with that affordable price tag attached to him, you have to love this move for the Pacers because they now have their starting five set. They're going to have to spend the rest of free agency cobbling together some depth and making sure that they have, you know, guys 6, 7, 8, 9 and those quality role players. But when you look at this starting five, are they now a threat to the Cleveland Cavaliers? I don't know about that, but it's a quality starting five that can make some noise and that Bird can build upon in the next couple of years. You got Jeff Teague. You got Monta Ellis. You've got Paul George, who is a legit superstar, number one two-way player. Look at what he did in that first-round series against Toronto this past season. You've got Miles Turner at the center. He gets to move to his natural center spot. And based off of what he did last year and the expected growth from year one to year two, he's going to be a load to deal with. And Larry Bird was right about that, and both you and I were wrong about that. And then you throw Thaddeus Young at the four spot. Every guy on the floor has an ability to score in that starting unit. Some of them can do it a number of different ways. They've got guys that can all pick it up and put it down, that are athletic, that can play small ball. Yet when they put out that starting lineup in their effort to play small ball, they're not so small that bigger teams are going to run right over them.
Right.
He's built a versatile, quality lineup full of all different looks. I really love what Larry Bird has done this offseason.
Yep. And, you know, from the net perspective, Sean Marks is trying to mold a roster that has a lot of holes in it. He's taking a chance on a very, very talented player, pulled the trigger on moving up into the first round. We'll see whether or not it works out. You know, you and I remember when the Nets made the trade, I was pretty happy about Young going to Brooklyn. I felt he could be one of those pieces. But in the time he's been there, I guess the evaluation of the talent people within the Nets organization has decided that he was a commodity that could be moved as they try to get younger and they try to get guys in there that are in the eye of Sean Marks, guys they want to build around. So I understand why the Nets did it. I think it works out well short term for Indiana, but we'll see whether or not it works out long term for the Brooklyn Nets. We got to see. They're a work in progress, and they're going to be a work in progress for a couple of years.
Now, I don't like the trade for Brooklyn. I get why they did it, and it's a chance. It's a shot at catching lightning in a bottle. I thought LeVert was a bit of a reach here. I don't know that anybody at 20 was somebody that was going to help them all that much. I certainly don't think anybody at 20 in this draft is going to turn out to be a better player than Thaddeus Young. So I don't like the trade. I do understand why they did it. And, you know, you talked about Thaddeus Young and bringing him in and you were excited. He's a very good player. He's not a difference maker, Bob.
No.
And they're looking to get some difference makers because they don't have any on that roster. So I understand their motivation. It's to catch lightning in a bottle. For Indiana, their motivation is we have difference makers. We have Paul George. We have Jeff Teague. We have Monta Ellis. Now we just need a guy that fits. Thaddeus Young is a guy that fits. For the Nets, the motivation is different. We got to take any chance we can to get some difference makers, because outside of Brook Lopez, we don't have any difference makers. So I get I understand the motivation and I understand the mindset of Sean Marks. I don't know that Caris LeVert would have been the guy for me, but they looked at him, they like him. And if they can ever get him to stay healthy, boy,
yeah,
the skill set is incredibly intriguing. And maybe you do just that. You catch lightning in a bottle at 20. But ultimately, Thaddeus Young, good player. If you're a good team, you don't make this move. You're a bad team, you make this move because Thaddeus Young doesn't make you good if you're bad. And the Nets are bad and they need to get good. So you take the shot. I get it. I don't love it. I absolutely love it for the Indiana Pacers. Like I said, since getting rid of Frank Vogel, which I think was Bird's only misstep, he's been brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. But Larry does have kind of a track record of being able to do that. You know, he's, for all his apparent flaws, and I'll say apparent because I'm not always sure that they are, he does seem to have a pretty damn good eye for personnel. And he sees something in players, and he has a tendency to go with his gut sometimes more than the so-called experts' evaluation on these guys coming out. And for the most part, it's paid off for him. And he does not see this team as a team in rebuild. He sees this team as a rebuild on the fly, where they're going to stay competitive, where they're adding young pieces that they feel completely comfortable with, that are going to be able to compete immediately and stay in the playoff hunt, as you said, and accurately so. I don't know that they're necessarily challenging the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East, but they're not going to be a walkover for any team that they go against. And let's not forget, they have a superstar on that roster. So if you do catch the right complementary pieces, you can make a lot of noise in that Eastern Conference. And I think Bird is confident that this team is going to do so.
How far away do you really think they are in the East, or how close do you think they really are in the East when you kind of look at this personnel? You know, if Miles Turner grows, you know, and a lot of times players take that monumental first step from year one to year two, especially when in year one you were 19, he'll be 20 in year two. We kind of know what Thaddeus Young is, 15-9, and he has range. As you said, Paul George is a true superstar in every sense of the word. In Jeff Teague, you have an all-star caliber point guard. And then in Monta Ellis, you have a guy who's never seen a shot he doesn't like and is an explosive offensive player. They're going to have some depth issues, and they're going to have to address things like backup point guard and some role players behind some of these guys. But they got a guy like a Solomon Hill who they think can grow. They've got a Lavoy Allen who they think a little bit of. You know, how far away do you really think they are in the East? Or for that matter, maybe the better question is how close do you think they've gotten themselves in the East?
Well, you know something, with Teague on that basketball team, Joe, I mean, if he plays up to his caliber, which there's no reason to think that he won't if healthy, they have two out of the three big three. Who emerges? I guess that's the question. Is it Monta Ellis at this point in his career? Is he still capable of doing that? Does it end up being Miles Turner, who showed all the indications that he can do that as he grows into his body a little more, you know, and that 243 pounds turns into 250 of solid muscle? Does he become that guy? He's probably the guy on the roster that can give you that. And if that happens, they're pretty damn close. You know, I agree with you that you got to come up with a little more depth. But as far as the actual starting five talent on this roster, they're going to be able to go up against anybody except Cleveland and be at least their equal and probably better than most of the rosters in the East. I mean, granted, you know, we got free agency and other things to happen yet. We'll see how these rosters shape.
But right, after the Knicks get Kevin Durant and Hassan Whiteside, you'll be having a different conversation.
Well, and I thought LeBron was going too. He changed his mind on the opt-out. Didn't you hear about that?
Yeah.
He's going to be the point guard. Derrick Rose is coming off the bench.
There you go. All things will be fine in New York.
Oh, yeah. But
and then we shook you and you all woke up.
But you know, something, honestly, all kidding aside, their starting five is damn good.
Would you bring back Jan Mahinmi? I thought, you know, now that his role has been usurped by Miles Turner moving to his more comfortable five position and Thaddeus Young coming in, if you can get him at the right price, and he may be a guy, I know everybody's got money. I know we say it all the time. Salary cap keeps going because it's going to go up again next year from the 90-plus, but it's going to go to like $110 million. So everybody will have money again next year. Right. So we know, I know, everybody's got money. Everybody's going to want to spend it. You know, we hear the same speeches all the time. But center is the one position where there's a ton of guys. Could a guy who's a solid guy who probably fits better playing 20, 25 minutes a night as a real good reserve in a Jan Mahinmi, could he be kind of left holding the bag? And if you're Indiana and you can bring him back at the right price, would he be a guy you'd bring back to fortify your bench and give you some versatility at your power positions?
Well, you know something, you say that 20 to 25-minute role. Frankly, unless you're a superstar, I don't care if you're in the starting lineup or not. You know, what Miles Turner does for you is give you versatility along that front line. So I don't know that Miles even needs to start. I would bring back Mahinmi to answer your question and then have that nice big three of big guys of Mahinmi, Miles Turner, and Young, and it gives you a lot of versatility. They like LaVoy Allen, as you said. It gives you a little bit of depth. I mean, at the right price, I definitely bring him back. Who starts in the center position? I could give two bleeps about. It just makes sure
it would be Miles Turner. He's the guy with the upside, and he showed so much progress. I think that's the guy you start. Ultimately, well, it doesn't matter who starts. It matters who finishes.
Yeah, and that's the direction I was going. I mean, Miles Turner is going to be on the court at the end of the basketball game. But to answer your question, short answer, yeah, I'd bring him back at the right price. No question about it. Larry's probably working on it as we speak, but there's a lot of cap money out there that people are willing to spend.
A lot of cap money, but there's so many centers. He could be that guy that gets forgotten about. And that'd help a lot. That'd help their power positions. And then all they'd have to do is worry about getting some depth on the wings and yeah. They'd be incredibly dangerous. Incredibly dangerous. Well, we tie a bow around a very exciting hour one on the other side, and we take a look ahead to hour two as well. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
I think that was Larry Bird talking to Frank Vogel, wasn't it, Jeff?
Pretty much. That's a cold stuff to say, man. Yeah. That really is.
Rumble. Hey, listen, you know something? Both you and I agree that it look, I don't know how it's going to play out with Indiana. Certainly, Larry was transitioning the roster, a couple of the players. It didn't work out. Paul George breaking his leg, the whole nine yards. He felt the need for a fresh voice within the locker room. And you know, Vogel, I think he landed in a perfect place in Orlando. And I think Larry has done a very good job of reshaping that roster as Indiana tries to move forward in the post-Vogel era. So it could end up being a win-win for both parties involved.
Yeah, well said. I think Vogel will be a great hire. Talk about adding winning pedigree with Serge Ibaka and Frank Vogel. They've hit an absolutely unequivocal home run. So maybe Orlando's on their way, and we'll try and talk to Pat Williams on Monday. I'll put that in your capable hands over the weekend, and hopefully we can talk to Pat Williams on Monday about the future direction of the Orlando Magic for the Indiana Pacers again. Since the move, which we didn't agree with, as far as the reshaping of the roster, certainly Bird's got a plan, and he's executed it to perfection thus far. I'm intrigued to watch what they do in free agency. There's a plethora of backup point guards, so he'll address that easily and affordably in free agency. I think there may be an opportunity, if all goes right, to keep Jan Mahinmi and perhaps get another sweet shooter on the perimeter, and they're ready to go. And they will be incredibly dangerous in the Eastern Conference, Bob. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Great hour it was. We got a big hour two coming up, and we'll set the table for you on the other side. But we're going to step aside right now, and then Bob and I will be back with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Bernie Sanders says he'll vote for Hillary Clinton. He was asked on MSNBC's Morning Joe whether he'll vote for her in November, and he responded yes. Meantime, Britain leaving the European Union. USA Radio's Jason Wirtz been covering the story for us.
In what's being called a stinging rebuke to the country's political elite, British voters voted 52-48 in favor of leaving the European Union. Nigel Farage, one of the politicians involved in the campaign to leave the EU, said the EU is going to fall.
The EU's failing. The EU's dying. I hope we've knocked the first brick out of the wall. I hope this is the first step towards a Europe of sovereign nation states, trading together, neighbours together, friends together, but without flags, anthems, or useless old unelected presidents.
Farage added June 23rd will be remembered as Britain's Independence Day. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A deadlocked Supreme Court decision on immigration being seen by many as a defeat for President Obama. The 4-4 split means lower court rulings that block the president's executive actions on immigration remain in effect. In late 2014, the president citing congressional inaction when he signed orders aimed at shielding millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation. A new survey asks how Americans gauge the threat for terrorism lately. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the results.
Americans more worried about terrorism than they've been since 2003. A new CNN ORC poll taken after the Orlando nightclub shooting showing 71% of those people surveyed think an attack is very or somewhat likely over the next few weeks. That's the highest it's been since just after the start of the U.S. war with Iraq. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, Chris, minority babies are making up a bigger majority in the United States. The Census Bureau reporting that just over 50% of babies under a year old in 2015 were from racial and ethnic minorities. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, Donald Trump says Britain's vote to leave the European Union is likely just the beginning for Europe.
We're going to have, I think, many other cases where they want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee speaking to reporters at his golf resort in Scotland, he said he was pleased to hear the results of the so-called Brexit vote and has always believed it was the right way to go. Meantime, in Arizona, four protesters under arrest in Phoenix after the Supreme Court's ruling on immigration. Alicia Contreras with Promise Arizona says this isn't the result they were hoping for.
It's kind of a hit to the gut, right? We were hoping to have a better outcome, a positive and favorable outcome.
The 4-4 ruling means a lower court's opinion that the president overstepped his authority when he bypassed Congress and signed new immigration protections into law stands. In Virginia, almost 70 dogs seized last month are going to be going up for adoption. We get details from Frank Hammond this morning.
In May, 34 puppies and 34 adult dogs were rescued from a home on Connie Hall Road in Montpelier, where Stephanie Saunders was breeding Labradors, St. Bernards, and Golden Retrievers. Saunders was sentenced to 10 days in jail on charges of inadequate animal care and cruelty to animals. The dogs will be put up for adoption on Wednesday, June 29th, as long as Saunders does not file an appeal. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
And I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Boy, Larry Bird bringing us back again. Man, he's had a pretty good run the last couple of days, Joe, hasn't he? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Big hour one, Joe and I talking about the NBA, various different trades that went down between the teams. Without so much getting into the draft as such, a couple individual players, but there's always a lot of movement in the NBA. Hour two, we'll have some more of the same. But we're also going to have a little Daytona mixed in there as well, as the Coke Zero 400 will be run on Independence Day weekend. And Chip Weil is going to join us right after this short commercial timeout here in just a minute or two.
That's correct, Bob. Chip Weil, the president of Daytona International Speedway, will talk about the Coke Zero 400 being run for the first time on Independence Day and all the doings at Daytona International Speedway on Independence Day weekend. So we'll do that right on the other side. I'm going to take a quick opportunity right now. Also, at 40 after hour number two, Zach Buckley, Bleacher Report, joins us, and we'll get his take on the trades and everything else that transpired in last night's NBA draft. And in the middle, me and you'll talk some more draft as well. But let me take a few seconds here and run down the myriad of ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, whether it be our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, the various apps that you can download to your favorite devices, iHeart, TuneIn, or Stitcher, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network. Around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. Thanks for protecting us, protecting our borders, and protecting our way of life. Greatly appreciated.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, Chip Weil, the president of Daytona International Speedway, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you'd be sure to keep it where it is.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's Contractor Packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid 6/20 through 6/24. Discount reflected in Contractor Pack pricing, U.S. only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Put the phones on hold for a couple minutes here as we're joined by Chip Weil, president of Daytona International Speedway. Chip, welcome to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Great having you with us. Huge event on Independence Day weekend, but I want to get to you first and your promotion and involvement with now being president of Daytona International Speedway. It was the journey for you, starting in Darlington, among other places, and public relations, and talk about your process on how you got to end up running Daytona.
It is. You're right. It's been quite a journey. You know, I feel like I've been training for this job for 15 years. This is the only thing I've ever done. So right out of college, I moved to North Carolina and jumped into this sport. I've worked for race teams and then been with the International Speedway Corporation for 5 years. And you know, every experience that I've had along my journey has really helped me get ready for this job. And it's such an honor for me and my family to be down in Daytona Beach and be a part of this iconic racetrack.
Well, you spent some time at the Motor Racing Network. Do you miss dealing with radio yokels like Bob and I?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know much about radio when I went there. Obviously, David Hyatt, who is the president of the network, and I are great friends. And, you know, I knew I wanted to stay in the sport, but my wife and I had twin boys, and traveling to the racetrack every weekend wasn't an option for me anymore. You know, I want to be a dad. So David said, hey, come on board. And I said, I mean, I don't know anything about radio. He's like, you'll learn it. And I tell you, I enjoyed getting to understand the business and the folks in it. You radio guys are fun.
Well, yeah, you're in the perfect place because we don't know anything about radio either. So,
and you've never been in a contract negotiation with us. It's not that much fun.
It's going to work out real well for you. You're the smartest guy in the room.
Then we're all in trouble, I think.
You know, it Daytona with the renovation and everything else, it's got to be an exciting time. We'll get to the race here in just a second, but it's got to be an exciting time because NASCAR has always come across as being the fan-friendliest of all the sports, if not, you know, certainly one of them. And I guess going into the driver's seat in Daytona, no pun intended, has got to be an exciting moment with all the upgrades and everything that's going on and the continued thriving of NASCAR.
Yeah, you know, I came down here in February for the Daytona 500 as an employee of International Speedway Corporation, and we all had a job. Right, so all the track presidents and the system had to come down and had a job. And I thought to myself, man, this is an incredible facility. I'd love to be the president here. And lo and behold, 4 months later, you know, they offered me the opportunity to come down. But, you know, you think about what Daytona International Speedway has done. They've recreated an iconic racetrack and have made it something that no other racetrack in the world has done with the motorsports stadium. 40 escalators. Who puts an escalator in a racetrack? Who's ever heard of that? You know, free Wi-Fi throughout the entire stadium. Twice as many bathrooms as we used to have. Three times as many concession stands. You know, two of the biggest sports bars right on the start-finish line in all of sports. So, you know, they really have thought of all the touches that really differentiate our racetrack and our sport from other sports. You know, you said it a minute ago, what other sport allows the fans to be on the playing surface as they're strapping on their helmets, getting ready to go off for kickoff? You know, that's what's made NASCAR special and has really differentiated it from the other professional sporting leagues.
Unheard of access, which makes it incredible. The ability to spend the days leading up to race day, watching the cars get tested, watching them work on and watching them pass inspection or fail inspection, as case may be. But all kinds of fun and unheard of access. And you talked about Daytona International Speedway and what you've done with that experience. I've been to a lot of NASCAR races, and in order to get to your seat, and I'm talking about from a fan perspective as well as a, you know, a media perspective, but in a fan perspective, you do a lot of walking up and down stairs and ramps to get to your seat. And you're usually in most of these great tracks, you're sitting on metal bleachers. What you've done for the fan experience to make it the equal in the seating capacity and with the escalators, it's like going to a stadium to watch a football game or anything else with those creature comforts. It's really, really incredible.
It is. And in fact, I met a lady named Karen last night who's been coming to Daytona since 1968. And she came up. I was talking to her at the pool. Actually, I was with my kids at the pool, and she recognized me or whatever. And so she came up. She gave me a hug. She says, "I just want you to know those escalators have changed my life." And, you know, you think about folks that have been coming to the racetrack and are so used to walking up, you know, 15, 20, 30 flights of stairs, and now they have the ability to, you know, ride up an escalator and walk, you know, 50 yards to their seat. And we don't think about that, you know, on a daily basis, but that's a tough thing to do. So for us to put 40 escalators in the facility and give people the ability to ride up them and get really close to their seat is something that they appreciate and something we're really proud of.
Well, you know, to get to the race itself on Independence Day weekend, I'm very impressed with the way NASCAR has embraced the holiday. And what I mean by that is the intelligence of having a good race on Friday night, the Subway Firecracker 250, then the Coke Zero 400, but on Saturday night, so people can have their barbecues, people can have their events. You know, it'll coincide with, you know, the race being there, but also the fireworks going off and everything else. And quite frankly, what I'm most impressed by is how you're treating the kids and the Congressional Medal of Honor recipients. You recognize them during the pre-race ceremonies. I think that is absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, you know, it is the eighth year we've recognized the Congressional Medal of Honor recipients, and we're going to do a number of things through pre-race that really recognize the military and say thank you to them. That's such an important part of our sport, you know, is recognizing the military on a weekly basis. But for us to be able to do it on Independence Day weekend and take a minute and pause and just say thank you is something that we're really proud of, and we have something special in store for Saturday night. We also announced earlier this week that Montgomery Gentry will be playing the pre-race concert. So a number of things for folks to do, you know, before the race. I think that's another thing we talk about, differentiators. That's another thing that NASCAR has done and we all continue to focus on is the fan experience, is creating value for our customer outside of the race itself and making sure when people come to the racetrack, they know that it's not...
Ben Simmons is obviously an elite-level athlete, and one of the things that makes him so elite is his explosiveness, especially in his lower body.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're there.
So, you know, just differentiating us from other sports with the things that we do outside of the race, I think that's really important, and that's things we continue to focus on.
You know, Chip, I mean, it's just... You talked about the fan-friendly experience. You talked about everything. And really, let's dive into you know, how the entire family, we don't have a lot of time here, so I want to get into this real quickly before we let you run. You know, you talked about the concert for the adults. You talk about all the things that the adults and kids alike can do. But you do a great job of making sure these kids are amused and the kids can get involved and can do a lot of things at a very moderate price. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, we always are looking for ways for families to come out and enjoy the racetrack. And to be honest, you know, it's a way for us to introduce our sport to a younger audience. You know, that's something that all sporting leagues are continuing to focus their effort on, but I'd argue we're best in class. So, you know, we do kids pricing on Friday night. Tickets start at $20 for kids. Kids 12 and under all weekend get into the Sprint Fan Zone, which is a great opportunity for you to go down and watch the teams as they get ready to go out on the racetrack during practice and really kind of feel like you're part of the action. But, again, you know, as a company, we're continuing to focus on making sure that we give families the right values so they can come out to the racetrack and be a part of all the things we're doing.
Well, Chip, we appreciate the couple minutes. It looks like it's going to be a fun event on July 4th weekend. And, you know, Coke, Subway, and all the other sponsors that are involved, I'm sure they'll be getting their money's worth.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much for your support.
Our pleasure. Thank you so very much. And that was Chip Wild, the president of Daytona International Speedway, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, talking about all the great stuff going on at Daytona International Speedway on Independence Day weekend. There's Coke Zero 400, which is the Sprint Cup race. There's the Infinity Race, which is the Subway Firecracker 250, fireworks, concerts, kids zones. It's all there. Go check it out on Independence Day weekend at Daytona International Speedway. Back to the NBA draft we go right after this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And back to the draft we go. That was fun with Mr. Weil, though. It's good stuff. Chip.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, the improvements that they've made to Daytona International Speedway, and I've been to a number of NASCAR races at a couple of different venues, and he's right. You know, it's up and down stairs, up and down ramps, and it's very hard to get to your seat if you're a fan. You know, it's one thing when you're in the media. You know, they have access. It's easy for us to go up to the press box and then jump back down and do what we have to do. But for the fans, it's a long, arduous process to get into the track. So the escalators are a great thing. I mean, the only thing you got to worry about, and I'm sure they took the precautions, I would love to have had the time to ask him. When you have that many people going into a building at once and very slowly moving like that, you put them all on an escalator, those escalators can overload real quick. And when an escalator overloads, it gets real dangerous because they go flat and they turn into a ramp and you have hundreds of people sliding up and down an escalator. It's very, very dangerous. So I'm sure they made the assurances there, but it is something to watch out for. And it costs a lot of money to put that many escalators in a venue like this. That doing a lot of the things that they do at our favorite baseball and football stadiums and basketball and hockey arenas, like the club-type seating and the stadium-type seating. Because most racetracks, to accommodate the volume of people, it's a lot of metal bleachers. You know, so they've added that stadium luxury that's on a par with the other major professional sports, but they haven't taken away the great experience of going to the race, the unprecedented access, the entire weekend worth of events. Terrific stuff. Firecracker 400, Coke Zero 400 on Saturday night. As you said, Friday night, it'll be Firecracker 250, which is the Xfinity race. So a great weekend. The concert, the kids zone, it's all there. Go enjoy a great weekend of racing on your Independence Day weekend at Daytona International Speedway. That was a lot of fun. But as you said, back to the draft we go, Bob. We covered the big, big trades that we think will have an immediate impact. I guess if you want to stay in the spirit of trades, the other trade we have to talk about is the trade between the Suns and the Sacramento Kings, where the Suns ended up cornering the market on athletic long stretch fours between 6'10 and 7'1. They got two young guys that project very well in today's NBA, in Dragan Bender, who played sparingly at Maccabi Tel Aviv. It's a very high level of competition playing against older players, seasoned players. He's an incredibly young player, but he didn't play a lot at that level. So it's a little harder to speculate or extrapolate his skill set, and it's going to take him a little longer to pay dividends. See, the unique thing about Porzingis, and I know when we had Chris Ekstrand on yesterday, he mentioned this, and it's something that we talk about a lot when we evaluate Europeans. A lot of times, and we always make fun of the same stock footage and the same scouting report on all of them. Well, there's an element of that that's very true, because most of these guys, when we try and evaluate them, they all played sparingly on third and fourth division club-level teams in Europe, and the level of competition is nowhere near what they're going to see in the NBA. So it's hard to extrapolate the results, and it's going to take them a long time to get involved and get up to the NBA level. Porzingis was young, and we shouldn't be all that surprised that he made a much more immediate impact due to the fact that he played in the second-best brand of basketball in the world, The pro league he played and played significant minutes in was the second best league in the world, right behind the NBA. So when he came to the NBA, the level of competition was not this eye-opening thing that it is for many of these Europeans. For a guy like Bender, because he didn't play a lot, it's going to be a little bit of an eye-opener. It's going to take him a little bit longer. But I do like the upside, and I do think the skills are there, and I do think in a couple of years he has a chance to make an impact. The guy I don't get, and again, I know Phoenix loved him, and I know a lot of draft Knicks love him, and they swung a good deal with Sacramento. They didn't pay an incredibly heavy price, is Marquese Chriss. I watched him play at Washington. All he really did was get into foul trouble.
Yeah.
You know, guy was never on a floor. I mean, you know, I get it. He's long. He's tall. He's strong. He can jump out of the gym. Well, that's great. But if you're sitting next to the head coach and you're his chief assistant coach instead of being on the floor, I don't care what kind of an athlete you are. You know, the game is so unrefined and he has so little experience. I have no idea if he can actually play on the next level because he didn't dominate in any way on the last level and he was never on the floor. A guy like that shouldn't be in that much foul trouble. You're so much a better athlete than everybody else on the floor. Why can't you move your feet fast enough to avoid foul trouble?
Because he never had to play defense before. And the reason, I mean, you know, you talked about missing that amount of time on the court. The great majority of it happened in the first half of his season. He adjusted as time went on, but that's also a precursor to what's going to happen in the NBA. This guy is raw, raw, raw. And they're going to have to be patient because when he gets on the floor with the NBA, even though he's going to be getting coached up, he is going to be in foul trouble from the time he'll get a foul called on him when he's waiting at the referee table. He'll get that called on him. It's going to take time for this guy. But in this draft, if you're a general manager or president of basketball operations, whoever ends up making the decision, the one thing you can get away with in this draft is once you got out of the first couple of players, first two literally, you can say to your fan base, you can say to everybody is, well, we rolled the dice on an athletic prospect. You know how thin this draft was. All the GMs picked that way. Some of them had a better plan than others, but they all fell into that same category of it's not a deep draft. There's talent there. We don't know whether the talent's going to develop or not. We're going to find out. The first two picks were no-brainers. Everything from there was a crapshoot. We crapped. It didn't work in our favor. So if that ends up happening in Phoenix, well, they tried to stack it with enough big guys where hopefully one of them will work out. And if the others don't, they can go, hey, we gave it a shot. Falls into that category for a lot of teams, Joe.
Yeah, well said. I mean, I like what Phoenix did. I don't know if it's going to pan out. I'm confused on the other end of the deal, though. Yeah, I got Sacramento, they got pretty fair market value. And yeah, Phoenix didn't overpay. What's the one thing right now you probably don't need in Sacramento?
A center.
Right. So let's take the 13th pick from Phoenix and let's go get another center. You know, I mean, he played big time. Another one of these guys that played big time competition. So, you know, same level of competition as Porzingis. Didn't play a lot, but he did play a big time level of competition. He's an old school back to the basket center. You know, I can't tell you I saw him much, but it just doesn't fit. You have so many other needs.
Yeah.
Another center? Really? I got Cauley Stein. I got Boogie Cousins. I got Costa Kufis. I got you. I got Sean Donlin. I mean, a lot of centers.
Yeah.
So their draft, you know, after making the trade, just struck me as odd. Especially when they went out and added another center. I'm flabbergasted again at what they're doing there. You know, they finally got around to firing their coach. And, well, yeah.
Look, Cauley Stein can play power forward. They had him and Boogie on the court a lot during the last season. I guess depth along the front court, just in case Boogie gets hurt, something along those lines. But
leaves.
Or leaves, and I found it strange myself, but they fall into that category, Sacramento does, of they keep drafting young, athletic in the minds of many very good players that none of them see.
He's young. He ain't athletic. He's old school.
Yeah, no,
basket.
I know. But he doesn't fit
in today's small ball NBA either.
No, I'm talking about the other guys, Joe, that they've put onto this roster. And I guess if you're going to have a big guy as your star, you got to have somebody to back him up.
Well, they got a lot of somebody.
And then you got to sort the rest of it out. I guess Jaeger will go in there, and that's his mission in life. He's got to figure out who can play, who doesn't play, how the pieces are going to fit together. I mean, look, when Hollins got replaced in Memphis, we wondered about why they were doing it. Turned out Jaeger was a pretty damn good basketball coach, and he did a job with a decimated roster last year that, you know, personally, I granted he wanted to interview for other jobs, but I don't think it justified him being fired at all. And he ends up in Sacramento, which is the cluster bleep of all NBA basketball jobs at this point in time. But they're getting a competent coach. Maybe he can get something out of these guys. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got his work cut out for him, as they have 38 center. I guess Rudy Gay will hoist jump shots, and the other four guys will go rebound for him. Not anybody else. And after drafting the big center, now you bring in Scalabrine. He's like a five-year project.
Yeah.
Despite his intriguing skill set, he dropped so far down the draft board, he got drafted at 28. Zach Buckley will weigh in on all this next here on The Attack, so you keep it where it is.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Phones go to hold. Zach Buckley joins us from Bleacher Report, all things NBA. He was on it last night, tweeting up a storm. and we welcome him to the attack. Hello, Zach, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, guys. Nice to be here.
Always great to have you. We've been covering a lot between the trades and kind of ignoring what happened at the top of the draft because it was pretty obvious. But you were, let's start there. You were pretty high on what the 76ers did last night. Why don't you break it down for us?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously Simmons, I think, was a consensus number one player on just about everybody's board, maybe a couple guys like Ingram. But you're talking about a 6'10 athletic freak, playmaker. They're talking, you know, Magic Johnson, LeBron James type vision. And I think that's really what Philly needed, is a guy who's sort of almost this glue guy who can bring all these different pieces together. Obviously, the Sixers still need a few more of them. But I thought Simmons was terrific. And then, you know, they picked up a couple European wings. I think that's where they needed the most help. Obviously, they've been so front court heavy in recent drafts. They needed shooting. They needed skill guys. I think they got great length and defense out of Timothy Luwawu. And then coming back with the Turkish guard, Korkmaz, another shooter. So they've got a couple pieces they can plug in around, let Simmons run the show, let their bigs run with them. I think it was a productive night for Philly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Ben Simmons. You know, I've heard a lot of different reports on him, and I've watched him myself, and I have my opinion. I want to get your take on him. You talked about the comparisons to Magic Johnson, and that's the style that and the way they're going to use him. In essence, he's going to be their point guard. He's going to be leading their offense. But when we look at his career, because I don't think he's like LeBron James at all. He's way too deferential to be like LeBron James. To me, the guy he resembles most would be Lamar Odom. Will he be a radically better player than that, than Lamar Odom? Or is that what his career arc is going to be as the number one overall pick?
You know, I think the exciting thing with Simmons is that I would say Odom might even be sort of a baseline for him. And when you think about how different Odom was, unique, you know, obviously not quite that top-tier star, but a really valuable piece on some championship teams, and just a really kind of tough cover because you don't see guys who are that big with that specific skill set. Simmons, yeah, I don't think he's a LeBron player. I think it's just talking about his court vision. He's a creative passer. He's a guy who's great in the open court. He's going to wreck you in transition. He'll spot guys open. He's a really good rebounder. Just does so many different things well that I think, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, but I really have a hard time seeing him bust at all. You know, and if Lamar Odom, again, if that's your sort of basement, I think you're set up for a really nice career.
That's fair. Now, you know, you mentioned some of the wing players that Philly drafted at the back of the first round. I take it they're coming over immediately, and they're going to expect to contribute immediately. That's number one. Number two, is Saric coming over, and is he going to contribute immediately? What are the deck chairs going to look like in Philadelphia when they open the season in late October?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we'll still kind of wait and see on Saric. There's been a lot said that this is finally going to be the year, but I don't believe he's quite at the point yet where he's getting – out of the NBA contract rookie restrictions. You know, basically, obviously, we know rookie guys are bound by a certain limit in the CBA, but once you wait, I think it's 3 years, then you move past that point, you can sign a bigger deal. That's what Nikolai Mirotic did with the Bulls a couple years ago. So I think Saric can go either way. And, you know, honestly, if Philly, for whatever reason, doesn't move another front court piece, I don't know how much they necessarily need Saric right now when you've got Okafor, Noel. You know, let's hope Embiid is part of that group too. And now Simmons, who's a guy who can play the three, the four, maybe even a small ball five in today's NBA. It's just real crowded there. Obviously, I think there's more moves coming. So maybe if they make some of those, then the need for Saric increases. And yeah, I believe that the thought is that the two European picks or the international picks are going to come over, be a part of this core. I think they're both plug-and-play options, especially when you look at the limited talent that Philly has on the wings right now. It seems like there's some obvious openings that those guys could fill.
Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report joining us here in the attack. Let's go to Boston. Danny Ainge, he's looking for Jimmy Butler, Chris Middleton, Kevin Love. He comes away with Jaylen Brown, Yabusele, and Ante Zizek. There hasn't been that impact star player for them to draft with all the draft picks that they've had. Danny's tried to play it the way he wanted to play it. He put the lure in the water, and nobody bit. It looks like they're going to have a hard time getting that impact guy unless there's some trade going on behind the scenes that most of us are unaware of at this point.
I think you hit it on the head. The Celtics are a team that you're going to see on a lot of people's loser list today because they didn't, like you said, they didn't get that impact guy. And really with these European guys, you don't know, are they coming right away? If they do, are they going to help right away? This is a team that's on the cusp, 48 wins last year, but clearly have a need for star talent specifically, but just kind of more pieces. They still have some climbing to do. If you didn't get a lot last night, then it's hard to see how you take that lift. And really the thing I'm kind of curious, they've never been a great free agent destination. Maybe if you hit, a couple home runs in the draft last night, maybe that helps. I don't think grabbing these European guys does that much. And I also thought they maybe missed an opportunity at number three. There's a lot of reasons to like Jaylen Brown, athletic freak, defensive guy. But he sort of reminds me of some of the players that are already there, defensive guys, guys who struggle a bit shooting the ball. And then to not get Chris Dunn, who seems to be the Chicago Bulls' favorite player, if the Celtics really want Jimmy Butler, it seems like that would be the trade chip that you want. Obviously, you've got to package more around him. But, Dunn was sort of the buzzworthy name in trade talks. Obviously, it didn't go anywhere, but it seems like a lot of people want him. But Ainge didn't see what he liked as far as trades. So he didn't pull the trigger, so I guess there's something to be said for that.
Well, that's where I was scratching my head, and you kind of grabbed my follow-up question. All the smoke that was coming out was that he's in love with Jaylen Brown and loves the guy's athleticism, and I'm seeing a guy that is on the roster that they have a lot of other clones of. Chris Dunn was a guy that, first of all, even if they kept him, they could use the scoring, but it seemed to me as he was a much more valuable trade chip. Was Danny Ainge that much in love with Jaylen Brown?
That's what you hear and what you read is that people are saying, if Jaylen Brown's the pick, then that's Boston's pick. They're not making it for someone else. Maybe if you're looking at Dunn, maybe you look at the fact that, we do have Isaiah Thomas and Marcus Smart, so maybe point guard's not a great need. But again, like we both just said, there's a lot of defensive wings there that struggle to shoot and good athletes. If they bring back Evan Turner, he'd fit that bill. Jay Crowder, certainly in the mix. Avery Bradley's not quite as big, but sort of a similar player. So he looks like an Ainge guy, but I'm not necessarily sure that's a good thing when you've got so many Ainge guys there.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. They got a bunch of Ainge guys. They need some basketball players, and they need some superstars, and they don't have them. That said, one of the teams that ended up with a bunch of picks in this first round, I thought they did a really good job. They got a European that's ready to come over now and make an immediate impact. And they got a couple of guys that'll light it up from the perimeter. And that's the Denver Nuggets. Talk a little bit about their draft and your thoughts on what they did and how quickly that draft can pay dividends for them.
Yeah, I thought Denver had a great draft. Jamal Murray, the first pick, he's a guy that you were hearing, anywhere from like three or four. They get him, I believe, at seven. And it's sort of the same thing that you saw last year with Emmanuel Mudiay. People thought he could go higher, maybe work his way into that 2-3 range. They get him, I believe that was also seven, maybe six. But good value there, a guy who should be able to play right away, a really nice shooter. He's got some athleticism. I think you've got some interesting backcourt rotations now with him, Mudiay, and Gary Harris, who had a nice year last year. And he had another guy, Malik Beasley. They really needed shooters. I think they got two of the better ones in this class. And then right in the middle, you sort of sandwiched in another European big, Juan Hernan Gomez. Look, they've had as much success with anyone recently with Europeans, and you're looking at Nikola Jokic and Yusuf Nurkic. Maybe they hit another one with Hernan Gomez. If not, they've got the depth to sort of get by that. But, yeah, I thought they got a couple plug-and-play pieces that they needed and another, sort of lottery ticket that if it pays off, even better.
You know, you got a new coach up in Minnesota, and the aforementioned Dunn goes to Minnesota. I happen to like it up there. I think with that team and with that coach, he's going to do real well. It looks like the Timberwolves are right on the cusp. I love them picking Chris Dunn. I really do.
Yeah, I thought that was one of your home runs in the first round. Looks like a Thibodeau guy. You know, got this kind of rough life story. So I think he sort of carries on his shoulder, plays a chip on his shoulder. Really savvy player, playmaker, defense first guy. I thought looks very much like a Thibodeau guy and like a Timberwolf. They're loaded with young talent, like you said. They've got guys who are going to get out and run. I think Dunn's going to be able to pick those guys off coming down the floor. He can create plays for himself, get some scoring opportunities, and he really opens up some interesting trade possibilities. You heard him connect to the Bulls quite a bit last night. Nothing happened, but, you know, maybe that gets opened up again at some point. And if not, with Dunn there, maybe this makes them more apt to look at what the market is for Ricky Rubio. There's not a lot of teams looking for point guards, but if you can get a couple there, you got another guy, defense first, good passer, limited shooter, but still some upside left. So they've got some interesting trade chips, and if not, they've got a really nice point guard rotation.
I'm going to tie these two teams together because they made the huge trade on draft night, and it looks like one made picks that make sense, and, well, one didn't. And it's Phoenix and Sacramento. Now, Phoenix went for the young, long, athletic, stretch four type players. They're a couple of years away. I'm not convinced, and I'm in the minority, I'm not convinced that Marquise Chris ever makes it because I saw him play in college, and, well, he usually was an assistant coach because he was never on a floor. That said, their picks seem to make sense. Sacramento has one thing, a whole lot of centers. What did they do? They added more. So what's their plan for Rudy Gay to take jump shots and these guys to go get the misses?
It's probably as good a plan as you're going to hear. Just not a ton of direction that doesn't seem there from Sacramento. I'm not sure what the vision that they have is. I thought they did a couple good things. They had a nice front office hire this summer. Obviously, they got the new coach and Dave Yeager. I think those were good. But then you get to draft night, and, yeah, it's still a bunch of head-scratchers. Center is probably the least of your worries when you've got DeMarcus Cousins, Kostas Koufos, and Willie Cauley-Stein there already. You load up on some more bigs. They got one wing player, Malachi Richardson, but then they moved Marco Bellinelli. So that's really a lateral movement, and I think the area where they had the biggest need, partly because they've botched a couple draft picks there recently. Sacramento, you know, I guess this is just typical draft. Everyone's kind of puzzled at what they're doing. And, yeah, I like what Phoenix did. Like you said, there's some development needed with both guys, Dragan Bender, Marquise Chris. But they needed a stretch four, and maybe they might have added two at the same time. And different guys, Bender, instinctive, high IQ player, good playmaker, and then Chris is just this athletic freak. I think if either one of those guys pans out, this could turn into a really nice draft for Phoenix.
We got you just literally for about 30 seconds, buddy. New Orleans Pelicans. Shaq Diallo, Buddy Hield. What do you think?
I think it's great. Anthony Davis needed guys who can play. He needed some bodies around him. Hield's a big-time scorer. Might have a little trouble creating his own shot in the NBA or might not have it easy as he did in college, but, you know, knockdown shooter. And Diallo's a motor guy, length, energy, athleticism. A lot of work needed there, but, you know, it's a project that they need to see through because they don't have a lot of young talent coming through the pipeline.
Well, Zach, we appreciate the couple minutes. We can find you on Twitter. Give them how, and then, of course, your work with Bleacher Report.
Yeah, on Twitter, at Zach Buckley, NBA, and just covering the NBA over at Bleacher Report. I'll have a draft story coming up tomorrow on there.
We appreciate the time, as always, and certainly we always appreciate the input. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report here in ETAC. We're going to step out and wrap up this edition of it on the other side, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here. Stay tuned for the commercials. They're good.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I want to thank our guests for coming on board, Chris Weil, Zach Buckley. We had a lot of fun today, a lot of NBA draft, and there'll be more following up on Monday as well. We're going to try to get our good buddy from the Orlando Magic on Monday, and we'll have a little bit of fun with that as well, because that was the biggest trade yesterday, but there's more to come. I mean, you've got free agency around the corner, and there will be some moves made, and trades will become official, and we'll see exactly how it all plays out. But the NBA, as we've talked about, it falls into that category as same as the NFL. It's a 24/7, 365 league. And with the global expansion of the NBA, it just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And last night was a fun experience for anybody who was paying attention to the draft. We're glad we were able to bring it to you here on the Spano and Black Attack. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the network. For Joe Spano and Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.